planning. The Ministry of Health has received 450,000 doses of subcutaneous depo-medroxyprogesterone acetate, DMPA, family planning medication worth $56.4 million from its partners. Health Cabinet Secretary, CS, Susan Nakamicha said that this milestone underscores their collective commitment to addressing the unmet need for family planning services and improving health outcomes for women and families across Kenya. In a speech read on her behalf by the AG Director General of Health Drive, Patrick Amoth, on Thursday during the handover of the FCDO USAID supported family planning commodities at KEMSA National Supply Chain Center in Embakasi, Nakamicha said that the event serves as a testament to the unwavering commitment of all stakeholders towards advancing reproductive health commodity security and accelerating the achievement of family planning objectives in Kenya. I would like to extend my gratitude to the FCDO, UNFPA, and all other partners who have generously supported this critical initiative. Your partnership and dedication to improving the health and well-being of Kenyan women and families is truly commendable. Together, we have forged a powerful alliance that is driving positive change and making tangible progress towards ensuring universal access to quality family planning services, she said. The CS noted that the Kenya Demographic and Health Survey Key Indicator Report of 2022 showed that Kenya has an unmet need for family planning of 14%, with a target of reducing it to single digits by 2030. Similarly, with a target of modern contraceptive prevalence rate of 64% by 2030 against the current 57%, Nakamicha said that sustained effort in implementing high-impact interventions is needed to realize these goals. Beyond the numbers, the impact of our efforts is profound and far-reaching. By averting unintended pregnancies, maternal deaths, and unsafe abortions, we are not only safeguarding the health and well-being of our citizens but also fostering socio-economic development and prosperity, said the CS. She acknowledged the pivotal role of the political leadership and goodwill in driving these initiatives forward, saying that the prioritization of family planning as a key component of the healthcare agenda reflects their unwavering commitment to promoting the rights and choices of individuals and couples to make informed decisions about their reproductive health. While we celebrate the successes of today, we must also remain cognizant of the challenges that lie ahead. Regional disparities in access to family planning services, particularly in the arid and semi-arid lands, ASL, counties, highlight the urgent need for targeted interventions to ensure that no one is left behind. It is imperative that we continue to work collaboratively to address these disparities and ensure equitable access to family planning services for all Kenyans who need them, said Nakamicha. The CS said that despite the strides the country has made in family planning, each year there is a gap in funding. This results in inadequate commodities to meet the demand, which contributes to the unmet need for FP services. Therefore, family planning architecture requires strengthening with regards to financing, human resource, service provision, commodity management, information management and governance, said Nakamicha. She called on stakeholders to redouble their efforts, strengthen partnerships and continue to strive towards the shared vision of a healthy, prosperous, and equitable Kenya for all.